The Taoiseach has said he supports the decision by the National Treatment Purchase Fund to suspend funding to Children's Health Ireland. CHI, which oversees specialist health services for young people, has been embroiled in a series of controversies. The latest centres on a consultant who's alleged to have breached guidelines by referring public patients to his own weekend clinics. These clinics were funded by the NTPF. Now, the report into the issue hasn't been published by the CHI, but it has been widely reported by the media. Speaking on his way into today's cabinet meeting, Micheál Martin described it as worrying. OK, well, we'll come back to that clip of the Taoiseach talking before this morning's cabinet meeting. Let's go to our Doyle studio and to the Labour Party's health spokesperson, Marie Sherlock, who's standing by. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. In your view, has the NTPF done the right thing by suspending funding for children being treated within the CHI system?
Well, firstly, Rachel, can I just say, like, for the thousands of families out there whose children are awaiting an appointment within CHI, and indeed for the staff, many of whom do an absolutely excellent job day in, day out across the three hospitals in CHI, today is yet another, I suppose, sad and really worrying day with regards to more revelations this morning in the Irish Times with regards to the conduct of a consultant, but also in terms of the failure of processes within the hospital. And with regards to the NTPF's actions now in terms of pausing the National Treatment Purchase Fund dealing with the waiting list within the Children's Hospital Ireland. Well, in some ways that was inevitable because they need to get their own act together. The NTPF appeared to have been in the dark with regards to this apparent fraud, if I could call it like that.
I'd be very careful about using that word because we really don't want to go down a route like that neither of us, in fairness, have actually read this report.
And that is the crucial thing here, that we have revelation, a drip feed of revelation and crisis within CHI, and we need to see the immediate publication of that report. Like, the reality is that this report has been almost three and a half years sitting somewhere. We have no idea as to what actions were taken on foot of that report. It appears that both the Department of Health and the HSE were completely blindsided as to the existence of that report. And the reality is, there's supposed to be a patient safety unit within the HSE, a patient safety unit within the Department of Health, both specifically designed to pick up on issues like this, and both seem to have been bypassed in terms of alerting both the head of the HSE and the minister with regards to these systemic issues within the Children's Health Ireland.
All right. Is it your view then that CHI should have passed on this report back when it was first completed to both the HSE and to the Minister for Health at the time?
Absolutely. And we need, and I'm very clear that while obviously we have to respect the rights to due process for any individual, those rights are not absolute. And what we have an issue here is with regards to patient safety. I have seen extracts from the report, of course, where we need to see it published, and any sensitive detail, of course, can be redacted. But from the extracts that I have seen, it is in black and white that CHI has a broken culture. It goes on to talk about how the dysfunctional behaviours, dysfunctional culture and challenging behaviours has the potential to put patient safety at risk. Now,
and
we
do know the minister has described that culture as toxic. So given what you're saying, and given the fact that there have now been several controversies involving CHI, are you satisfied that it's fit for purpose?
Well, look, we've been on record now talking for a long time about the board to CHI and how that we need radical reform with regards to that, and the HSE needs to effectively ensure that there is much that it effectively is directly operating Children's Health Ireland. But I think the critical questions for me today are, firstly, that we need to see that report published. Secondly, Children's Health Ireland have said that all the issues arising from that report, that internal review in 2022, have been dealt with.
Mm-hmm. That's something they said in their statement yesterday.
They did, but there are key questions with regards to the consultant in question. Just because that person, we understand, has retired, they may be working elsewhere. There is, like, is it, you know, are there questions about whether that person needs to be referred to the medical council? The NTPF, how do they not have oversight of what had happened? To me, there's questions for the minister in terms of the two safeguards that were put in place with regards to the patient safety within the HSE and the Department of Health. How were they bypassed? And for the NTPF itself, while the NTPF is pausing funding to CHI now, the question is for the NTPF, its own internal systems, because as I understand it, the NTPF, in terms of its waiting list operations, relies on hospitals to monitor, to validate the waiting list. But the NTPF come in and audit that waiting list validation.
Right. Are you saying then that they should be more forceful in that regard?
Well, sorry, we need to have an audit of the NTPF, a review of the NTPF's activities, because to me, it appears that there may be failure on the part of the NTPF. And if it's happening in one section of CHI, I suppose we could, you know, assume that it may well be happening in other parts of the health service. So we need to see a review and to hear from the NTPF as to their own processes, because remember, there's about a quarter of a billion euros being spent by the National Treatment Purchase Fund in the purchase of the use of private hours in both public hospitals and in private facilities to try and deal with waiting lists in this country.
Right.
That is valuable public money that we need to make sure is actually getting the right outcomes for patients.
All right, Marie Sherlock of the Labour Party, thank you for joining us this afternoon.